This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We thought it might happen in the Sunshine State. Florida election officials have ordered a hand recount of the ballots in that tight race between U.S. Senator Bill Nelson and his Republican challenger, Governor Rick Scott. And that's where we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We go to Ellen Ratner in our virtual green room from Talk Media News. Ellen, are you surprised by this? What is going on in Florida?
Well, I am surprised because, of course, there was going to be a machine recount, which was due at 3 p.m. on Thursday. But they were surprised that they actually ordered a hand recount. That means actually human beings, not machines, looking at each ballot.
And we've seen that before. Remember 2000?
Well, that's right. It's very interesting that a judge said, well, you know, the world is laughing at us, but he would not change his viewpoint even though he said the world is laughing at us.
Okay, so I have a question about another race. What's going on with Stacey Abrams and the whole governorship that's up for grabs in Georgia?
Well, we don't actually know what's going on because they're not being as transparent in some respects as Florida. However, we do know that she is not going to concede, just like actually the governor, Gillum, is not conceding. But we don't really know what's going on with that race. All we know is that there are still some uncounted ballots, and we're going to wait and see what she actually winds up doing.
Yeah. How about the Jim Acosta saga? Now everybody's jumping in on that, and there's lawsuits galore. Do you think he's getting his hard pass back?
Well, I don't actually know. I think it's going to depend on what the courts again decide. What's very interesting about that is Jeff Flake, who's the outgoing Arizona senator but a Republican, really took after the president and what they were doing at the Congressional Correspondents' Dinner, which was Wednesday night. And so, you just never know what the courts are going to decide about this. But I do know that CNN was actually joined by Fox News Channel.
Yeah, how about that? That's crazy, especially when you look at Sean Hannity and his proximity to the president, etc. But they know, they realize when you talk about a free press, what a slippery slope that would be. You and I have talked about that.
Well, of course, you know that a free press means that people can say anything they really feel like it. That's what a free press is about, and it's in our Constitution. And it's very interesting. Senator Flake, again, outgoing, but people think he's running for president. Senator Flake said, basically, are you going to go with the man or are you going to go with the Constitution?
Wow. And like I said, never a dull moment in Washington. You and I have talked about this so many times, Ellen. I remember, I think we were in the rainforest and you were telling me, maybe I'm just going to, I might step away from this. I've done it for a long time. I think you're going to be doing this for, I predict, through the next election at least.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. And, of course, we're all, people are already saying to us, well, are you going to be doing your radio row in New Hampshire? And I think we actually are again.
I love it. Oh, and it gets more and more interesting. So it's a great question to ask you. You have friends on both sides. When you look at the Democrats, honestly, if you were in charge, if you were in charge of running the campaign or you were in charge of being in the front office, I'm going to call it, of the Democratic Party, you had the most power, Ellen Ratner. Who would you tap for president? Who would you look at for president?
You know, I'm asked that all the time because everybody looks at Kamala Harris and I say, look at her Wikipedia page. It's not very pretty. But Sherrod Brown from Ohio, who's a friend, might get in. And he's been in New Hampshire, actually. He hasn't been in New Hampshire. Sherrod Brown has not been in New Hampshire. The former governor of Ohio, who's a Republican, has been in New Hampshire. I'm getting my people all mixed up.
That's all right. But, and it is one of those things. Yeah. Sherrod Brown?
I mean, there are...
Melon Ratters gave us the scoop on the turkey and all of that, and of course everything to do with what's happening in Washington. I like to say, as we kick off the show, you know, we traverse and turn in a lot of different directions, and we'll talk about some of the big things that are happening across America. What's the buzz in your backyard and my backyard? Thanksgiving is one of the things we're talking about. We're talking about traveling, and everybody keeps asking me all day long, where are you going? Are you going to see your family in Florida? And the answer is no. My friend Mika is making a turkey in Dallas, Texas. So I will be staying close to home. How's that? And I know many of you are traveling, though, and you got to be really careful this time of year. I shouldn't say careful. I guess you do, but you got to pack your patience because so many people are out there traveling. It's one of the busiest holidays of the year. In fact, a lot of times you could kind of flip a coin as to who... Would more people be traveling during Christmas, or would they be traveling during Thanksgiving? I mean, which is it? Like I said, flip a coin, and it's nutty. And then you've got Black Friday, which is huge and has changed now. Do people still run to the stores? Are you one of the people listening to me where, hey, it's a good deal, I'm going to stay up, why not? And I'm going to run to the store, and I'm going to grab up some of what the offerings are, or I'm going to jump online. Or do you ignore all that, just enjoy your family, and not worry about it, right? Some of the sales are, there's always crazy sales, but if they're in store, you run through the door, and you have to be one of the first people, however many XYZ gadgets are on sale for that crazy price is what you're trying to get. And that was the big play always, that you would wait, because then they were going to be out. So you had to do it. You had to be there. But now they have the thing of Cyber Monday. So you got Black Friday, but then you got Cyber Monday. So really, you're talking about four huge days of feasting, family, friends, sports, because you have huge football games. And then you're talking about shopping, where you're jumping on the whole Christmas bandwagon thing and trying to get a bargain, either physically on Black Friday or online through Cyber Monday. But Cyber Monday really kicks in early. So probably on Friday, there's all kinds of huge deals that are out there too, right? All right, I got to say this at the top, because when I was a kid, my favorite aunt lived in Chicago, Aunt Nancy. And you know, you had your favorite aunt, right? You'd go to visit her, but maybe she just lived a couple streets over. But my mother's sister lived in Chicago, and I loved to go at what was called then the Sears Tower. An elevator inside Chicago's former Hancock Building dropped 84 floors before trapping six people inside. So rescuers arrived early Friday morning to cut a hole through the building's wall and free the people inside. Is that not crazy? Dropped 84 floors. Oh my gosh, that is precarious to say the least. Imagine living to tell about that. They, you know, none of the people rescued from the trapped elevator needed hospitalization. That's a miracle in itself. And this is the Hancock Building. Hang with us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone.
Hey, thanks for hanging with us.
Bad to the bone.
Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. A couple of quick things, because I've gotten some emails on this. In fact, we're going to go to our email bag next, yes, or the mailbag, as it is officially called. Oh, my, oh, my. It's been a couple of long days. So my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, dropped on Friday and last Friday, and it's been out and on Times Square this past Friday. What a thrill that was. And people are asking me how they can order it. Just go to Amazon.com. You can order it on Amazon or wherever books are sold, Barnes & Noble, etc. And it's just under my name, Kate Delaney. Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. And there are some people, rest assured, that are extraordinary in this nation. So often we focus on the things that are not so extraordinary. But there have been many things to celebrate in 2018. And as we get toward the end of the year, we will absolutely do that. We'll celebrate what was great about 2018. If something amazing is happening in your neighborhood, I want to know about it. Send me it. Let me know who's kicking it, who's helping, who's doing something extraordinary, simply by sending me an email at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and easily that's how you can find me and get a hold of me that way. All right, let's talk about what has become the California fires. The California fires have affected my friends on both ends of this, not actually at Paradise, but certainly in Southern California, I knew way too many people that had to be evacuated, but they had nothing like the horror show that happened in Northern California. Do you know that the death toll is now 80? 80 killed. And they're saying 1,000 are missing. Wow. 1,000 missing. I thought I misunderstood that statistic and even called some people to double check that. I have a friend who's an anchor woman in San Francisco, and I called to ask her, and that is true. So the Camp Fire in Northern California, 65% contained after spreading across 150,000 acres. And then that many people dead is heartbreaking. I mean, it's just, there are no words. I can't think of any other word to describe this. And it's shocking, and I would never wish for anyone to be in this situation. There are people that are living in tents. You can see the smoke in the background. They're in gymnasiums. They're in makeshift spots. And boy, oh boy, I mean, and they're probably feeling pretty happy that they're in that position because they made it out alive. And the stories that are starting to emerge of people who tried to escape, but they just could not escape because there was fire all around them. They tried to get out and they couldn't, you know, they couldn't get out. Houses burning to the ground, a car in the garage trying to get out, but they can't get out of the garage. So it's, yeah, it's horrible is what it is. And we don't even know the full scope of it. And it is at least 65% out. That is the good news. The bad news is more people, listen, more people are missing. More people are missing and presumed dead because they haven't checked in with anyone. And you could say that there are some that might be lost, but eventually, you know, after a certain amount of time, that's not what it is. And then are you going to find them? And what condition, of course, would the body be in? Because they're not going to be alive. And this is what it is. I mean, they say it's a living hell. They're counting the dead and they're going painstakingly through every area they can. And the towns like Paradise just burn to the ground. And remember, you had some neighboring towns that were also slammed by this too. And it's just a question of wrapping it up, and it's not going to be wrapped up anytime in the near future. This is going to take a while for this to all trickle down, if you will. Just terrible. And then in the meantime, I saw a story about Michelle Obama. She has a new book out called Becoming Michelle or Becoming Obama. I can't remember what it is. Becoming Michelle Obama. And she goes back to her neighborhood in Chicago and talks about how sad it is. Some of, you know, he's having his library built on the south side, basically, and that they hope that's going to bring economic fortune and tourism and help the area. But the latest shooting in Chicago, you have it. Again, something you're not expecting, a doctor, a pharmaceutical assistant, 4 dead at Mercy Hospital. They just go in and shoot, and that's what happened. That you had this physician, Tamara O'Neill, who it was confronted in the hospital parking lot by a guy with a gun, and she had, I guess, been in a relationship with. The man shot her, she fell down, then he stood over, shot her again, then a pharmaceutical assistant who was in training to become a pharmacist, boom, also killed. And then another woman was shot when she stepped off an elevator, and young, and was a recent Purdue grad. And then a 28-year-old police officer, the father of 3 children, was killed. And so for what? I mean, for what? And so the Chicago Police Superintendent, Eddie Johnson, who we've seen and once I had a conversation with him even on these airways, says the 4 dead in the shooting were 2 hospital employees, like I just mentioned, the Chicago cop and the suspected gunman was gunned down. And it started with this verbal altercation, and then it escalated from, you know, there. And it just boggles your mind. You shake your head and can't believe it and say that this hospital turned into mass chaos, because you're hearing on the south side of Chicago, you're hearing these multiple gunshots and that there's multiple victims. And, you know, life goes on in the Windy City, but life goes on in the Windy City where you're not expecting to, go to a hospital, be sitting somewhere in a waiting room, and hear the chaoticness of what's happening outside. You're thinking, well, isn't this like a safe haven? Uh-uh. It's not a safe haven. And too often I'm cracking open this microphone, and what am I talking about? I'm talking about horrible shootings, unforeseeable things for most people that have then been involved in this, and no way to defend themselves, and becoming soft targets. Churches, schools, hospitals, workplaces. Certainly this was not something you thought about. Think about it, just in a couple of weeks, too. If we look at the last 5 weeks, synagogue, yoga studio, grocery store, bar, hospital. When is enough enough? Enough is enough now. And what needs to be done to feel like some of these places in our life that should be off limits for this are really off limits, right? I mean, I'm on this soapbox because it's shocking. I feel privileged, lucky, that I didn't work in environments where I thought, boy, you know what? Someone could come in and that's it. We're going to get hit. I didn't think that when I was at school. I didn't think that in any of the schools I went to. I didn't think that at church. I didn't think that in my neighborhood. I didn't worry about that. And listen, I didn't grow up behind some pearly locked gates. So, you know, I grew up outside of Philadelphia, but we weren't concerned about that. We weren't raised to worry about that. Now, this is normal for kids. They know that they have to prepare for what if there's a shooter. And I feel for those people at that hospital. That had to be rough. Chicago's Mercy Hospital. What makes somebody do that? Coming up, we're hitting the mailbag next with me, Kate Delaney. Keep rocking. Hang with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. In the headlines this hour, four people killed in Chicago at Mercy Hospital, located on the south side of the city. Police say a female worker wearing scrubs gunned down in the parking lot by a 32-year-old man who was her ex. He shoots her 6 times, 3 times in the chest. The gunman then goes into the hospital and continues to shoot 32 rounds. Another person is killed inside the building, along with a police officer, and the gunman also killed.
So we have 4 deceased individuals, police officer, 2 female staff employees at the hospital, and the offender.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
He and his partner were actually doing something else and responded to the officer needs assistance call.
And the police superintendent telling reporters,
there's no doubt in my mind that all those officers that responded were heroes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers to home in person.
We gotta hit the mailbag.
Trucks, outdoor boxes, farms.
Digging in the mailbag is exhausting. You people are killing me with this mail. I love it, though. So keep it flowing. KateDelaneyRadio.com. People are trying to tell me. I can't remember. It's America Tonight. It's not AmericaTonight.net anymore. But that's all old. That's been gone for years. So let's make a deal. It's just like the date. When you write the date down and it's always wrong and you put 2018... When you go to look for me, it's very easy. It's KateDelaneyRadio.com. Forget all the other things you've heard in the past. Just forget them. Block them out. Because we have a new website, and we're building it piece by piece. But if you go there, you click on contact, and boom, you're in. You're into the sphere. And you can send me your email thoughts. And I got this one right from the top. I got this one from Bear, who says, Kate, I can't believe the score of that Chiefs-Rams game. I guess nobody nailed the score this time around. You would be correct, Bear, who, by the way, excuse me, said L.A. would win 40-38, and that seemed high to me. No, L.A. did win 54-51. Do you believe that? Yeah, and Jared Goff with a 40-yard touchdown pass. You had two incredibly gifted quarterbacks. You had Pat Mahomes, who had 478 yards, 6 touchdowns. but he had two fumbles and a couple of interceptions. That is an unbelievable game. I mean, that is really incredible. Nobody got it. Pete didn't get it. He said, he said 38-32. Sharon said 34-24. Our own Nathan picked KC 35-31. I said the Rams 38-34. And Dan in Texas thought the Rams, but 34-31. So none of us were close. And then there's a couple other emails, but Bear was the highest. Got another one from Joey, and Joey thought it was going to be a low-scoring game. Rams win it 21-17. Not even close. And so you have Pat Mahomes throwing the most touchdowns in Monday Night Football history. Football history. But they don't win. It's the crazy, crazy Rams. I said this was going to be the game of the week. This was a great pick. So 54-51. That is some good football. And a reminder to all of you, since I went down this path, that we do that nail the score thing each and every week during the football season. So you can nail the score with us on Wednesday night. You can nail the score. We'll do the nail the score thing. How about that? All right, let's go to this. This one is from Josephina. And Josephina, that's a cool name. And Josephina says, Katie, I feel for those people in California. I listened to your friend, and I felt so sad listening to her story, telling you about Thousand Oaks. You could tell she was frustrated and that she had never seen anything like it. And you look at some of this drone footage they're showing of the wildfire stuff in Northern California, and it is indescribable, as you say. There is nothing left. It's just bombed out ash and bodies, and who knows what's left behind, if anything's even salvageable. Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, they've lost everything. I mean, here's a heartwarming story. I knew I'd find one. I was reading a story about this high school volleyball team, the girls' team at Paradise Adventist Academy in Northern California. Some of the players lost everything in the fires, their volleyball jerseys, and they had this big match coming up, and they felt they didn't, you know, they weren't worried about it, their jerseys, but felt sad about everything. So guess what happened? I mean, you have three girls that didn't have anything, lost everything, period. And shoes, the whole thing. So guess what they did? The opposing team went out and they decided that they were going to get donations and they were going to get shirts for all of the girls. They got jerseys, socks, knee pads, and shorts, bags filled with jerseys and shoes. How they did that so quickly, I think they were just overwhelmed. Couldn't believe that people donated what they donated. And at the end of the match, they handed every girl on the team an envelope of $300 worth of gift cards for places for them to buy clothes. And they presented the coach with gift cards and cash with over $10,000 for the families at the school. Oh, my gosh. That is incredible. Bravo, bravo, bravo on them. Knowing that they weren't even going to be able to, saying some of them couldn't even play the match. And then they went out and did that. And I think that's incredible. Bravo to the Forest Lake Christian Athletic Director, LaRon Gordon, who set up a meeting with the school, figured out what they could do, and then just went and did it. Didn't hesitate, just took charge, went out. And that is fantastic, is what that is. Okay, let's move on to another one. That's a good daily salute. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Bob. Kate, I listen to the show all the time. I have sent you emails, and I have actually called the show, although it's been a long time. I heard you talk about that horrible virus outbreak in New Jersey where the children died, and I thought it was so sad. I'm wondering what the update is on that. I don't even remember all the details. I just remember you talking about the weakened immune systems and medical issues and the having problems breathing, and then they got sick at a rehab place. Well, you got that story right, and thank you for that. 11 kids have died. 23 are sick. 35 have become sick from the outbreak, including those who died and a staff member who recovered, actually. They became sick at this center. That's exactly what happened. So now they're talking about separating the people, the kids who are sick, putting out a statewide call for volunteers, and they're trying to confirm new cases, and they're saying that serious infection control deficiencies have been the problem in this facility, and hiring staffers with expertise in control, infection control experience. And boy, this is something. To have these kids die from that, I just, losing a child to that can't, I mean, these multiple kids dead from a virus, that is more than beyond not good. I mean, it's outrageous, and that's why they're trying to figure this out and demanding answers, right? That's exactly what it is. I thought this email was interesting from Frank, who says, Kate, I know you like some of the crazier things that happen in the world. And I was reading a crazy story about a doctor in the UK that was a fake psychiatrist. And this prompted other doctors to be scrutinized more. Have you heard the story? I have heard the story. It made big news the last couple of weeks, but they say there may be up to 3,000 foreign doctors in the UK that are having their backgrounds checked after it came out that a fake psychiatrist with no qualifications was allowed to practice for 22 years. Zaholia Alamina was jailed for fraud, and this happened a few weeks ago. She was charged with an elderly client's will to make herself a she changed an elderly person's will to make herself the beneficiary. So then that unraveled her story. She first registered in England in 95, and she conned the medical people into believing she had qualifications from the University of Auckland in New Zealand. So now, what they call the GMC there, the General Medical Council, is launching this investigation into thousands of doctors. That's great. So you have fake doctors, especially psychiatrists, any doctor, treating people, and they're not real doctors. And these patients are being duped. I see lots of lawsuits happening here. This is not a good thing at all, period. And this woman did this for her act of deception went on for a very long time. And the fact that she tweaked that will, that's the thing that tripped her up. Wow. Well, now she's going to pay for sure. Getting too greedy in lying and scheming, and then it gets uncovered. Then I got this one from Kevin, who says, oh, Nancy Pelosi makes me completely ill, Kate Delaney. I understand she's a top Dem, but I'm with the other Democrats who want to not see her be the Speaker of the House. We've had enough, Pelosi. Can't you just retire, for goodness sake? Yeah, it was like 16 Democrats have signed a petition. They want somebody else, not Nancy Pelosi. All right, stay with us. We're going to the Man Cave next here on ATN.
I Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Backyard birthday party. Spin the tail on the donkey. And this is time for everybody.
That man cave after that incredible blowout game that we all got wrong and nailed the score, because who would think it was just a stunner how high flying that was. So we re-rack and we get ready for another big week in the NFL. There are three Thursday games, no less. And I know there's lots of people that are off. I know there's lots of people that are celebrating and enjoying time with family. So you may be watching some of these games. In fact, whether you want to, you may be forced to watch them because they might be on the tube right in front of your face. The Bears and the Lions, the Redskins and the Cowboys, and that's for NFC number one in the NFC East. The Redskins' Alex Smith had a Joe Theismann-like injury over the weekend. It's hard to even look at. His leg was broken in two places. So the Redskins are already hampered by injuries, and now they have a giant injury. This one's being played in AT&T Stadium in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Jerry World. I think it's going to be a tough one. And I think the Cowboys win it, and then they're in charge in the NFC East. Then you got the Falcons and the Saints. So those are your three games, the Saints. I mean, crazy. You want to talk about a lot of offense. The offense of the New Orleans Saints is also insane. They pummeled the Cowboys 48-7. The New Orleans Saints are 9-1. Wow. And rookie Tre'Quan Smith had a huge day for the Saints in their big win, but he wasn't the only one. You know, it's crazy. 157 yards and a touchdown for him. But the love was spread around when you have that much offense going on. That, I think, is part of the story, is what are some of these teams are on fire. It's unbelievable what they are doing offensively. So big hint to any of you for Nell's score. We move on to something else happening. If we were in the man cave, we'd be discussing it. Something that's, I think, pretty interesting in the NBA. How many of you are NBA fans? I see hands going up. Yes, 3, 4, 5, 6. Of the millions that listen, I think I've got 6 hands. So for you 6, I'm going to do this. What is the story with Draymond Green and Kevin Durant? The Warriors are trying to keep some perspective on this, but the squabble between the two of them, I think, is hurting the team. They've lost 4 out of the last 5. And the Warriors are in trouble if their players aren't healthy. And with this Draymond Durant situation, it's tearing, it's a turmoil, it's chaotic. And some people are describing it as a trip from hell on this latest trip to Texas. So, after an emotional blow-up in Los Angeles that caught a lot of attention. A lot of attention. And people don't think that, but hey, you got to have better will on the floor. You got to have that chemistry. Or things like going the opposite direction and the idea of a three-peat are not going to happen. And both are pressing. Durant and Draymond Green are pressing, and they're not executing. So they're missing a couple of their superstars. And who are the superstars? Well, one of them is Steph Curry. Not having Steph Curry on the floor is a big deal, even if he's trying to direct traffic off of the court. So the lineups are a little bit different. There's not a lot of space. You're trying to figure out how to get set, how to get shots. So that is affecting all the play along the way. And a little crack in the armor, you would think, well, maybe that doesn't hurt anyone. It does. Because, again, individual players, one thing, but having players not playing as a team in a very, very much a team-oriented sport can spell, like I said, disaster. This week could be disastrous for Ohio State or not. Ohio State could slam Michigan, and then Michigan falls out of the top 4. There are some big ball games coming up on Thanksgiving in. And that's not lost on anyone who's following college football. And when I look at some of the big games besides Michigan and Ohio State, you know, listen, you got Mississippi State and Ole Miss. That's always a big, bitter rivalry in Oxford, Mississippi. That sucker's being played. How about 6 Oklahoma and 9 West Virginia? That's a big one. How about 18th-ranked Washington versus 8th-ranked Washington State? Number 5, Georgia and Georgia Tech. Implications. Clemson at 2. and South Carolina, I don't imagine a lot of problems there. But who knows? Notre Dame trying to be perfect, trying to get in at 11-0. USC, the opponent in Southern California this weekend. Which way do you go? I think the biggest game is the big rivalry game with lots of implications on it. And that game is Ohio State. It kicks at noon Eastern. Ohio State at 10 versus Michigan at 4. The bitterness between the two clubs is always there because of the, long-time history between those two squads. And if you read any of the history, and I've been in the stands on both sides, it is insane. There is face painters galore. In one of my books, Invade the Man Cave, I talk about that, where people paint their face, and they're, doesn't matter, they're in their 30s, 40s, however old they are, but they're into it. It's their team, and they are into it, right? And so, on that note, it's interesting because Michigan got a commitment from defensive back Jalen Perry on Monday. He was a Georgia commitment and chose the Wolverines in the end over South Carolina among the other schools. So now the way Michigan is playing, that, see, when you play well, that helps with recruiting, and it helped them with recruiting. What happens in the draft and all that, it's still up for grabs. But how interesting is that? And how interesting that Kansas announced the hiring of Les Miles as the head coach. So the one-time LSU guy bounces to Kansas. And then Colorado fired its coach, Mike McIntyre, after 6 seasons. Yeah. He's not going to coach at Cal this week. An interim coach will be named. Colorado owes him $10.3 million. Can you imagine you get fired from a job? You know what? The check is in the mail. Look for that $10.3 million we owe you. Well, the rest of us mere mortals have to sign our life away for a check that will only stretch how far? So far, right? It is the way it goes. It is the way things roll in college football. By the way, it's a big one for Texas, too, at 15 taking on Kansas. This one is in Lawrence, Kansas, and it can't be de-emphasized. In fact, it should be elevated because Texas can jump up higher than that 15. Let's see what the Texas College Football Selection Committee has to say this week about the current rankings of the elite of college football. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Kate Delaney saying, make it count, everyone.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.